Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we have the opportunity to listen again to a program that you taught some months back, kind of at the height of some of the financial chaos that was going on in our country. But the reason we're airing it again today is because the principle that you're going to teach about in this broadcast and in the next one are things that really have nothing to do with where the economy is. The economy just kind of brought it to the forefront. But you're going to talk today about how to be liberated from financial bondage.
And Dave, I'm so passionate about this topic because financial bondage comes in many different packages. Most people think that when you hear the term financial bondage, it means that you can't pay your bills, or you have too much credit card debt, or you're living beyond your means, or you've lost your job. Dave, financial bondage comes in many, many other packages. In fact, I think people with an abundance of money many times experience as much financial bondage as those who don't have much. And I want to talk about it and really unpack that so that we can clearly see that God put all of us here on earth to fulfill His purpose, and that when we get beyond financial bondage, whether we have a lot or little, then we can go about fulfilling His purposes for our life. Many people say, well, Crown teaches stewardship, or Money Life is all about stewardship, and that just means so that I can be better handling my money. Actually, Dave, that's a misunderstanding. Stewardship means that you're living in a way that pleases the master who you're stewarding for. We have to be totally free from bondage, not so that we can spend money however we want to. And I think in some circles, Dave, the world teaches us that in man's economy, it's all about the money. But in God's economy, it's all about your purpose. He is the purpose of your life. Fulfilling His mission, His calling for why He put you here is what stewardship is all about. So when you're a good and faithful steward, you avoid financial bondage of every form, whether it's with a lot or with a little, so that you can relentlessly pursue your purpose. And that's where the deep satisfaction in life comes from.
So, Chuck, give us an idea, a quick overview. What are we going to learn in these next two programs?
Well, I'm going to teach about liberation from financial bondage, and I'm going to go through the principles of financial bondage as well as the practical steps so that you can totally get liberated. And I do think we need to take the warning signs very seriously in this economy and apply what we're going to hear today to our lives right now.
Well, I look forward to hearing that. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map Coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map Coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map Coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map Coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map Coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about how you can be liberated from financial bondage. It comes in many forms, many fashions. The enemy will do anything to keep you from being used for God's purposes. And one of the great traps that the enemy lays is the trap of financial bondage. I had a friend tell me one time that there's a lot of challenges in the world. There's a lot of addictions in the world. But the one we never talk about is the addiction to things and our lifestyle. And he said that's probably the greatest one to overcome. And I agree with him, because it's so hard to see that the security that we crave is not in this world. But here's the first step to liberation from financial bondage, and that is to transfer ownership of everything that you can see or feel or touch to the Lord God Almighty. You have to come to the point where you see that He is your all in all, that the world has nothing that you should desire, because the love of the world is the opposite of the love of God. The two cannot mix. And so you need to sit down and get a piece of paper out and write down everything that you treasure on earth. Make an exhaustive list. Sit down with your spouse, with your friends, whoever it may be that you get wise counsel from, and write it down, that everything that you have that you believe is in your possession or that you treasure on this earth actually belongs to God, not you. Let me read you a scripture that I think brings it home. The Lord says in Proverbs 8:14, "Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. By me princes govern and all nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me." Listen to this. "With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice. I bestow wealth on those who love me and make their treasuries full." The Lord says when you trust Him with everything, you get more than silver or gold. That's why people do not understand the spiritual battle that comes along with wealth and possessions, because it desires to take a hold of you and to become yours. And the minute you say, "It's mine," then you're going to feel a horrible pain if you lose it. But if you can make that list and you can write it out almost in a contract form, "Lord, it's not mine. Everything I see and touch is temporal, and wealth is found in you, not in this world," then you can be free from the worry and the stress. Your car, your house, your job, your bank account, your 401k, your children, all the things that are causing you to not be able to sleep, all the things that you're worried about are temporal. Can you imagine building a sandcastle on the beach and then worrying about it night and day? Just spending all of your time trying to keep it together, knowing that by the next day when the tide comes in, it's going to be washed over and go back to dust. Well, that's exactly what we do when we worry about the things of this world. But you cannot be free of it until you recognize that it all belongs to God. You know, I've had the privilege to meet Stanley Tam, and if you haven't read his book, God Owns My Business, it's very much worth a read, because he literally transferred the ownership of his business to God. He made a legal binding contract. He was in a financial bind at the time. He had started a business during the Great Depression, and the business wasn't working. It was failing. And he said, "Lord, if you will help me be successful at this business, I'll give you 50% of the company." And he actually made a contract and said, "God, you're a 50-50 partner in this company." Well, the business succeeded. And it wasn't long after it succeeded that the Lord came and spoke to him through the Holy Spirit and said, "Stanley, why did you only give 50% of the company to me? I own it all." And he said, "You know what, Lord? I think I just had to keep my part because I was worried you weren't going to take care of me," or whatever the wrestling match was. And he realized God didn't need him as a partner. God could take care of the business and he would just be its steward. And so he gave 100% of the business to God. Well, Stanley is still alive. And to this day, Stanley has lived a modest life, and he's given over $120 million to the advancement of the kingdom of God. I don't know many people like that in the world today. And he's had a life full of joy and satisfaction and pleasure, trusting God to meet his every need. And he will tell you that God has been incredibly kind and generous to him. He has not gone lacking. And after you've transferred all of your ownership to God, everything that you can see or feel or touch, it now belongs to God. You're simply His steward. The second step is to allow God to become the purpose of your life. Serving God is now your purpose, not serving money. Listen to what the Lord said in Matthew 6. "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So now that you've transferred everything to God, the next question is, well, what about me? Is God going to forget about me? Is he not going to take care of my needs? I like the idea, but if I really literally do that, I mean, if I do it even in a sense, let go of all of it and my control and management of it, what's going to happen to me? The Lord said, that's what pagans think like. Is not your heavenly Father going to take care of you? He says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And if you've had trouble believing the Scripture, that statement alone ought to tell you the Scripture is very valid and very relevant for this time. Each day has enough trouble. Don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. You know, the worst bondage you can possibly be in is living a life where you're trapped. You cannot do the things that God's called you to do, and you're only going through the motions trying to make a living because you're not free to do what God wants you to do. Or you're trapped living someone else's purposes. And I will tell you that if you're in bondage to paying a lot of interest on debt, those people who are collecting interest from you, you're helping to fulfill their life purposes while you're trapped, not being able to fulfill the purposes for your life. And so the first two steps are this. Transfer ownership to God. Make a contract, put it in a file, and say, Lord, from this day it's yours. And I will just be a faithful steward. And secondly, Lord, I want to follow your purposes for my life. I got caught up in a track where I was only working to make a living, but I was not working to fulfill your purposes. Do those two things and you will see immediate stress lifted from your shoulders. Well, there's some more practical steps to come. Stay tuned. We're going to go deeper on this issue of liberation from financial bondage. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom. The kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about liberation from financial bondage. I wanted to give you an example of one who did those two things, who years ago said, Lord, it's all yours. I'm simply a steward, and I want to fulfill your purposes for my life. And when he was a young man, the Lord said, well, Henry, if you're going to fully surrender to me, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to work, follow hard after me while you're working, listen to me what I want you to do. And I want you to earn money that goes to advance the kingdom. So here's what I want you to hear from this story. God will possibly use you exactly where you are. I'm not saying that when you surrender ownership of all things to the Lord and when you seek hard after his purposes that you're going to have to necessarily do anything different. That's in the Lord's hands. But Henry Parsons Kroll was a man who at age 14 realized God was calling him to make money for his kingdom. And that young man followed that dream the rest of his life. He was the one that got the idea that women didn't want to buy their oats, dipping it out of a dirty open barrel at the general store. That maybe he could take a little sanitized cardboard cylinder and put some clean oats in it, put a lid on it, and somehow market it to the ladies who would buy it to feed their families, that it was cleaner and better than buying it out of an open barrel where maybe the flies had been. And he took a simple idea, a very simple idea, to put oats in a cylinder and put a picture of a Quaker on the front of that box. That man got his idea from the Lord. Now, he wasn't a Quaker. He just thought people would trust the product more if they saw a Quaker. And Quaker Oats was started by a young man who had surrendered his life to God's purposes. That company survived the Great Depression. In fact, it grew through the Great Depression, and it's still in business today, and we're still buying the product from a brother in the Lord who surrendered fully for God's purposes for his life so that he could fund God's work. And in Henry Crowell's life, he did incredible things to advance the kingdom, and he left his wealth to a foundation that's still fulfilling that very purpose. That's the power of surrendering all your resources, all your talents, all that you're about to the control of the Lord, and it's liberating. No man can figure out the things that God will show you if you will take that step. Now, here's the third step. It's time to do all that you can to get out of debt. I want to give you a verse that I think will help you through that process, because now is the time to have that goal with a sense of urgency. It's Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. So make an agreement with the Lord to say, Lord, I'm committing to do this, and I need your help. I want to be successful at this. I've tried in the past. I've tried to live on a budget. I've tried to do the things that I've heard other people are doing. It hasn't been successful for me. And Lord, will you show me how to do that? And will you keep me faithful to that end? Because now's the time that I need to pay off all of my debt. You can make a plan to do that and commit to the Lord that plan. And the scripture says in Proverbs 16:3, that plan will succeed. We have many tools to help you do that. It doesn't have to be complex. Just understand to take the first step. How much do you spend every month? Spend less than you make so that you have margin to begin attacking those debts and start paying off the smallest one first, and then apply the rest of the amount to the next debt until you finally get totally debt-free. But let me say this. Motivation is very, very important here. One of the sweetest testimonies I've ever heard from a man who got completely out of debt was he held up his finger, and he was from Asia, and he held up his finger and he said, now I have only one master. That's the reason it's time to get out of debt. You don't get out of debt so you can live the American dream. You don't get out of debt so that you can have more than other people have. You get out of debt so that you can have one master, not no master. Many people think the motivation is so that you can have no master and no one would rule over you. That's never the case as a Christian. It's so that you can have only one master. Because when you're in financial bondage, you're trying to serve two masters. Here's the next step in your journey to be liberated from financial bondage. Not only do you need to transfer ownership to the Lord, you need to purpose your life around God's purposes, seeking first His kingdom. You need to get completely out of debt now with a sense of urgency to make that happen. And fourth, you need to become generous. I don't think you can be liberated from financial bondage until the world loses its grip on your life. And the greatest way for the world to lose its grip on your life is to become generous. Listen to this. Proverbs 11:24. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. The Lord promises that there is a liberation and a joy and an unusual way that He provides for those who care about and are generous for others. And I have to tell you right now, we cannot fail in our generosity. Every work of the Lord is dependent upon His people caring about that work and being generous to fund it. Every single one. And I want you to hear me from the bottom of my heart. If we fail in remaining generous through this recession, we're going to see some devastating implications of that in the future. We're already seeing in Europe that some of the great cathedrals are now made into private pizza parlors and bowling alleys. Over 700 cathedrals have been sold to private entities in the last decade alone because the body of Christ no longer supports the work of the Lord. The lights are going out, and certainly we do not want the lights to go out in this great nation who has upheld the gospel throughout its very history. and this is no time to shrink back. Well, I want to talk about that further, more steps to liberation from financial bondage when we return. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Moms these days are busier than ever, working hard, taking care of things at home, making sure your children get to all the places they need to go. Often the only downtime is waiting to pick up a child from school or practice. Did you know that while you're sitting in your car, you could be taking care of your family's finances? You can with Crown Envelopes, the online and mobile money management solution from Crown Financial Ministries. It's the anytime, anywhere way to manage your money and eliminate debt. With Crown Envelopes, you can use your laptop or cell phone to easily and securely access your budget and actually plan before you spend. There's even a free trial. Find out more about Crown Envelopes by logging on to crown.org. Don't let your busy schedule keep you from managing your money wisely. Look for a free trial of Crown Envelopes at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we've been talking about the steps you need to take to get liberated from financial bondage. And I do want to tell you from the bottom of our heart, here at Money Life and Crown Financial Ministries, we want to help serve you on that journey. We've created these tools for your benefit, for the purposes that will lead you to being totally available for God to have His reign in your life. You know, our ministry is not about money. Our ministry is about exalting Christ as Lord over your life. And money has one of the major strongholds in most people's heart. And once you get free from the love of money and the grip of money, the covetousness that comes with it, the lie that it tells you that you're more important in the eyes of the world because of money, then you're free to enjoy life no matter what your circumstances are. Because you're free to allow God to use you for His purposes. And I can't think of any greater joy that I could encourage you to seek than the joy to be used up and spent by God. You know, I've counseled with many people who want to go on this journey. And here are the attacks that the enemy usually makes. He usually starts to lie immediately into the mind and the heart and the soul of a person that says, you can't do that. You're in too much trouble. You've got too much debt. You don't make enough money to do that. You don't know how to do that. There's no one to help you to do that. And he starts to steal the seeds immediately. And I would say right now, fight back against the enemy. Don't let him tell you that lie. And then secondly, he says, well, I'm not on the same page with my spouse. I can't get on the same page. My spouse would never buy into this. My spouse is foolish. My spouse is, you know, spends all that we have. Or my spouse doesn't want to go to work. Or my spouse doesn't want to listen to me. Those are all lies from the enemy to keep you exactly where you are. And the reason the enemy wants you there is because God has a purpose for your life that He wants to fulfill, and the enemy doesn't want you to do that. And you've got to see that this is no small matter to conquer this issue. Being liberated from financial bondage is essential for such a time as this, if you want God to have full reign in your life. So don't listen to those lies. And there's great hope for both of those issues. God will send the resources around you. He will send the wise counselors. He will send the people who can help you. He will provide the kind of work that you need. He will provide the kind of new opportunity that you need. And He will even bring your spouse into unity for you. But you've got to believe Him and to ask Him. And over and over and over, I'm seeing God do that. I'm seeing couples say, we finally got on the same page. We can now agree. We have a plan. It's not my wife's plan or my husband's plan. It's God's plan for our life. And when we agree to that, you can go through these steps together and find unity and joy for the journey ahead. Well, obviously, I'm excited about what God's laid on my heart today, and I hope it's resonated with you. Let us help you make that next step. Whatever it takes, we want to serve you. Well, I'm Chuck Bentley. You've been listening to Money Life. I look forward to being back with you again next time.